An estimated 180,000 pedestrians walk around or through Philadelphia City Hall every day, and Paul Farber wants them all to envision a new city monument. So he created the Monument Lab. It's a public engagement project in the courtyard of City Hall. Its centerpiece is a sculpture that looks like a classroom on a stage. Immediately after it was unveiled on Friday, the public instinctively knew what to do.
We've already seen in the few hours of the fence being down and the construction finished, people coming in to stop and reflect. Sometimes they're talking to one another, other times they're taking in the sight line.
This open-air classroom was designed by the artist Terry Atkins, who died just days after conceiving it. It will be used to encourage the public to think about Philadelphia's attributes and contradictions. Farber says when people talk about Philadelphia, conversations tend to be split between the exciting possibilities of a city on the rise and a defeatist attitude stemming from entrenched problems. Farber says an honest monument would reflect both.
Can we have 21st century monuments that aim to reflect core values, but also tell the stories of those who are vulnerable, who have been striving to have more of a voice?
Farber stresses that the Monument Lab is a research project only. After its three-week stint in the courtyard of City Hall, it will not produce an actual monument. It will, however, present the findings of its public engagement process. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.